This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 300 for Wednesday, March 8th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower on Wednesday as farmers who have sat on their canola through the winter are now looking to sell. The May canola contract loses $4.80 at $808.10 per ton, and the July contract drops $3.90 at $804.40 per ton. A trader cautions the larger-than-expected canola crop in Australia, now pegged at 8.27 million tons, will take a fair chunk out of Canadian exports. As global crude oil prices slip, they are putting pressure on vegetable oils. That's leading to losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. However, Chicago soybeans and soy oil are higher, helping to stem further declines in the Canadian oilseed. Soy meal is a little lower. Following the Bank of Canada's freeze on its key interest rate, the Canadian dollar keeps dropping, with the loonie at 72.43 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 72.9. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its March supply and demand estimates today, with domestic wheat ending stocks holding at 568 million bushels. The carryover for corn rises to 1.34 billion bushels, and that for soybeans eases back to 210 million bushels. The big story is the USDA chops its call on Argentina soybeans by 19.5% at 33 million tons, while keeping Brazil soybeans at 153 million. For corn, the USDA cuts nearly 15% from Argentina's output at 40 million tons, but holds Brazil at 125 million. Meanwhile, the U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending March 3rd is just over 1 million barrels per day. Ethanol stocks edge up to 25.32 million barrels. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are steady to higher on Wednesday. The May contract bumps up 2 cents at $15.18 per bushel. May soy oil rises more than 4-tenths of a cent at 59.08 U.S. cents per pound. And May soy meal gives up $2.10 at $485.70 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Wednesday as the May contract loses 9 cents at $6.25.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its May contract gaining 7.5 cents at $3.49. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago May foregoes 10.5 cents at $6.87.5. Kansas City May nudges up a penny at $8. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May falls 11 cents at 8.42. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 8th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.